much outfield did Pablo play at AAA?
Not a ton, but he played. He was active out there. He played both left and right, and actually went out to center. So he's played all three positions. Towards the end, probably there was more outfield work than there was infield work, basically with Kramer and Newman getting work. And then the one time we'd set Frazier down at the same time, they had the three of them working in the middle a little bit. So he's played some outfield.
Is this something new that like Super U guys are groomed that way? Or I mean, I'm trying to think back even 10 years or so, you know, guys kind of took on that role because they kind of had to. I remember a lot of learning at the major league level, at least that's how it seemed. But now you sort of see the opposite where guys are carrying 12 gloves already in Double A.
Yeah, we've talked about it organizationally since, I want to say, just about since I got here. I mean, I got to see a few guys transfer over time in those positions. Tony Phillips was the first one I saw at the major league level. And actually, you know, we were able to put Josh Harrison in that role the first time he made the All-Star game. I saw Jose Oquendo go through it. That was well in St. Louis. It was an everyday shortstop that didn't, I mean, he actually played all nine positions in one game towards the end of his career. But the value that they can bring, especially now with roster manipulation sometimes, are you looking to carry eight pitchers? If you can have one guy like that or two guys like that, you've seen a couple teams on the bench have two guys that can play a variety of positions. The flexibility helps. We are definitely putting more intentionality and develop some of those guys, moving them around in some spots that may not have one golden spot, but have some skills to play in the infield, to play in the dirt, and then some skills to go in the outfield and to actually kind of grow them up that way.
Well, there seems to be a passion and aggressiveness with Pablo. Just what are your impressions of what you've seen from him up here?
He has a very quiet confidence. It's been spoken about since he's been in the organization. When he gets in the box, there's no mirror. There's no, he's 5'8", 5'9". It's not about size. It's about a bat in a man's hands and what he wants to do with it. I think he's just had that passion for the game that seems to get him out there with lack of reservation or anxiety so far. We'll see. There's a lot of new times in front of him up at this level. But as he's migrated and worked his way through our minor league system, every manager has some similar comments along those lines. There's no fear. There's a willingness to just go play, just wants to play. Never going to miss his turn at bat. Likes to make something happen on the bases. So, you know, for him, it's about scoring a run when he's on offense. It's about scoring a run. And on defense, he melts it down. It's about not letting the other team score, however he can do that.
I think he played nine games at short this year, I think, at AAA. He's played in the past, but was he moved off that position more because of other guys, other prospects? And is he a pretty good shortstop? I mean,
he is a guy that can go play short pretty good. I can't answer that. I just know what people have said. And the most limited time it's been at AAA, and AA played more short than he did at AAA. And he played the limited time because of Newman, and who actually had Kramer over there some games early on. So, yes, I think he can go play a game at shortstop, and that's one of the things I'm intrigued by to see. If we don't see it for any reason in September, we'll see it next spring.
I remember talking to him the last week of spring training and said, hey, yeah, you're still here. And he goes, yeah, I'm still here. How did that happen? Oh, that's what I'm asking you. I mean, I think a lot of people outside this room were kind of caught off guard by, here's this guy Pablo Reyes coming up. But I mean, you guys, I mean, you probably too, had a sense that this could happen all along, didn't you?
Well, we have a sense of trust in the people that scouted him, the people that have worked with him, the comments made, the development, the tangible evidence, the measuring sticks that you can take and to see what he's done. We do live in a society where it's brightest, shiniest, fastest, strongest. He's not one of those. However, he's one of those guys, I think you watch him play for a game, he might catch your attention. You watch him play for a week, you might go, hey, who's that guy? watch him play for a month, you go, I like that player. So that may be the way that you know, he's going to catch on with the fan base or whatever. I'm sure the fan base feels differently about him now when they first heard his name getting called up, because he can go play.
What is that like for you? I'm sure you see and hear about sort of the potential for every player. You know, like, if this guy could be this, if this guy could be this. How do you kind of see that? Because, you know, you see him all spring, and then after that, it's just, you know, I mean, you might see a couple games, but you hear what the coaches are saying. How do you kind of gauge expectations or set realistic expectations maybe for guys that you send away at the end of spring training and maybe don't see again until September? And have there been guys where we're surprised, disappointed, things like that by the time you get back to them?
Oh, there have been on both sides. That's one of the benefits that I have by calling up the managers once a week. I talk to every manager in the minor league system once a week. Might not sound like a lot. Over the six-month period or five-month period, there's quite a few conversations that are had. And you can take them a lot of different places. There may be player-specific conversations. And sometimes I've found out the better questions I can ask, the better the conversation. And that's one thing I've really tried to become better, is the kind of type of questions I'm asking, what I'm asking. Not just prototypical scout questions. I don't need to know what's his time down first. You know, what's the longest slumpy he's had? What is the longest time he's gone without a hit? How do you react to that? What does he do when he's not playing well? What does he do? Has he lost a game for you defensively? For anybody? Has he had a four strikeout, two double play? I mean, what are those games like? Most guys are pretty good guys when they play well. Most people are pretty good people when things are going well. I try and get on the other side of it just for some feedback. And then you try and talk to the pitching coach about a position player, because their lens is completely different than the manager's lens. The hitting coach's lens is a little different. So the different opportunities you have to talk to your staff, you can at least get some very good feedback. And then players come up during the season and say, hey, you guys are having a pretty good year, so-and-so. Hey, what about so-and-so? And it's usually you sit back and they'll share. So that's usually the way I try and pick up information or stay connected.